Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
And welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous. And you're listening.
Happy live from the beach.
Happy live from the beach. Claire is live from the beach.
Claire is live from the beach. Can you believe I've done it? I'm here.
I literally, it's like every year, one of us is on the floor in a beach house. You know what I mean? I mean, you are on a bed. With respect.
I am on a bed.
But regardless, the environment's changed.
Thank you. Yes. This house has faux hardwoods, and so it's just covered in little sand.
Aww.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to sit up on the bed today.
I'm going to sit on the bed. I'm a respectable person. That's what I want to do.
I am a respectable person. So this year, because we've been going to the same house, the same beach in Hilton Head for years and years and years. Yeah. And then this year, we switched it up. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much. We Thank are. You. I'm currently in Destin, Florida. I'm not going to say better or worse, except for the fact that I don't like it as much. Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say that. Worse. I'm going to say that. There was a concern with whether I would have my own room or not. I'm here to say I do have my own room. Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you.
I was more concerned than you were about the room.
I was concerned, but I was trying not to ruminate on it. I said, listen. If this
you
is who
up.
I am, this is
you
it.
You ship out.
You know?
Yeah, maybe I have a roommate.
Maybe.
Maybe I have a bunkmate. Who's to say?
Who is to say? There's a room with four bunks.
Oh.
Indeed. And I said, I simply cannot have a top bunk. I said, if I have to be in that room, I have to be on the lower bunk.
And I would say, just leave me at the beach.
I know. We have
Don't you dare.
So many people here that one person is sleeping on the couch.
How many people are there?
I can't even count.
Like more than 20.
Or maybe about 20. Wait.
That's insane.
18.
That's
it's like three.
It's too many for me.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a great deal.
And so
you know what?
That.
It's family. And look at you. You're growing. You're there. You're living. You're tanning.
I'm trying. The fun part, now what would you say is the worst part of any beach vacation?
Family.
Just kidding. I'd say rain.
Oh.
Rain. And so we are having some storms and some rain, which means more family time.
Because then you're inside. Then you're trapped.
You're trapped. Yeah.
You're trapped, and it becomes, are we going to play Monopoly and really tear this family apart?
I know. Thank God. You know what I did? Yesterday, once I got in, I got here just in time to go out to the water for like 30 minutes, and then it started pouring rain, so it came in. But no, I brought the table topics, the conversation thing, which was what I got before we went to Portugal, because we said, boy, oh boy, do we talk to each other all the time. There might be a time we don't need to think of a conversation.
Absolutely.
Like we need to have some prompts. Yeah. So I did bring that. So we were asking questions last. I'm so sorry. I was asking the questions last night. A lot of times we'd go around and people would talk and then they'd say, what's the next question? I said, well, my answer is blah, blah. And they're like, oh, yeah. It's just,
you know.
It's just, I'm just here to facilitate.
But you know what? Here's the thing. When you want to chime in, you'll go, I'll go next.
Yeah.
And when you don't, you can say, would someone else like to pick a card?
Absolutely.
You could say something like, sorry, my back is hurting so much from carrying this family on this conversation
this
on
conversation.
My back. If anybody wants to lend a hand.
To lift it up a little bit.
But yeah, you've got it. Good for
you. We'll see. It was interesting coming in yesterday because it's dad is becoming quite the curmudgeon.
Oh.
Which is upsetting. But I think a lot of it, which is also upsetting, is that his hearing is worse and worse. I know. It's bad. So he just gets a little, like at one point we were at a toll road and he was like, this woman's talking to everybody. What's this woman doing? Blah, blah. And I was like, chill. He was like, I'm going to have to ask her. I said, don't you dare say a word
don't
to her. This is a toll booth worker.
Yeah.
Let her have a happy day and talk to friendly people.
Let
Where
her
are we
have
going?
A day. Come
We're
on.
We're not
now.
In a rush.
No.
I know.
That's
so
what when you go into vacation mode, you have to remind people it's impossible to be
Chill
late. We're on vacation.
Out. We're on vacation. Yeah. So, yeah. So I was like, OK, we got to calm down. Then he was asking me for directions. And then as I was telling him, he was speaking over me. So there's a lot of bit of like a lot Ooh. Of oh, boy. Yeah. OK,
we got to settle in.
We got to settle in.
It's hard to settle in. Everyone always thinks it's going to be smooth at the beginning. For me,
it's not.
The beginning is the worst. It's like getting in the water. It's freezing. And I go, maybe I shouldn't have gotten in. And then if you push through the pain
and you go and you submerge
yourself. You numb out. You just numb out.
There is. It's truly. It's that getting the water past your stomach line.
That's it.
It's like that's the worst. And then you're
that's the worst of it. Then it's just easy street from there. Numb out. Yeah. You're and the vacation's done and you've done it.
Thank you. Thank you for Thank knowing. You. I will Thank say we you. Do have a baby here. So then a lot of people are distracted by that, which is great.
Love a baby I'm for that.
Less distracted by it.
Absolutely.
It's, but, you know, sure, sure, sure. Everyone likes that because we don't have the big dogs this year that usually are causing a ruckus. Yes, 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 yes. So anyway, so we'll see, you know.
I love that. You're doing it.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, before I left, I did talk to my matchmaker.
How did that go?
As an update after my last date. And it was quite funny because I felt, you know, I feel like I've given so many specifics.
Yeah.
So many. It's like, oh, I feel so silly. But then also if I'm spending a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I need perfect nail beds. Okay. I actually haven't told her okay, that, but still. But I did tell her in recapping the last date, I was like, this sounds silly, but she was a burner.
Right.
And she was like, I don't know what that means. And I was like, she goes to Burning Man. In fact, she has a camp there. Not just like going or has
no,
been.
Running.
Involved and then talked about like burner gatherings in
is
the
she
city.
A client too?
No, she's in the database. Mm. So, but the funny thing is that my matchmaker was like, oh, I don't know what this is. I was like, oh, right. Let me explain to you. Yeah. And I was like, that does sound, but I truly, honestly, there's
Those
just
are two
something,
different
there's
types
such
of people.
A,
yeah.
Right? There's just something so specific about it's different than like a music festival, even though I don't see myself going to a music festival again. But it's different because I honestly don't know what it's like. People just go out and get fucked up. Right.
I think
in
that's
the, dirt.
The thing. It's like what stage is the person in? I want them to be retired from going out.
For sure. For sure. Like once a year, we might get a wild hair and be like, what?
Oh, sure.
We're out.
Every but, now and again. But other than that.
Absolutely. This is not a current state.
No, it shouldn't be.
No, I not for me.
Not for me.
Not
so
for me.
So did you break it down for her? Does she
So
get
I
it?
Tried to. And then I said, I don't know when looking at people's pictures or whatever. If you ever see someone in a crazy outfit in the middle of a sandstorm. That means they're a burner.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, wait, I'm looking it up right now. She was like, yeah, okay. This is looking more familiar. I was like, yeah. I said, it's on the preference list. I'm not saying it's a deal breaker, but I'm saying it's a preference, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And is she like, okay?
Yeah.
How did you leave the combo?
I mean, okay. She did the same question as she did before that was like, okay, still both men and women? I want to be like, bitch, yeah, that's.
Literally, I think if I start, what are you can't find anybody.
Well,
so,
and she's,
yeah.
I know. Just try. And she was like, well, it is, she was like, it is harder with men with your height preference. And I was like,
yeah, I'll kill her.
I'm 45. I know that.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with how many tall men there are.
Right.
Not that many. I get that. I get whatever, it. And even taller. Yeah. Doesn't have to be the tallest. We know that. Taller. But anywho, so I know she's like, all right, well, good. Okay. We're getting, because it was almost like a little Goldilocks where it was like, my first date was too old. This date was too young. And so we're trying to find the middle.
Okay. I love that.
We're trying.
I think we're gonna.
Thank you so much. And then, of course, samesies. We've chatted a little bit. She's been dating like crazy. And I find myself, anytime I see on Instagram or whatever she's posting about a date, I'm kind of like a little jealous and a little. So I'm like, okay, so there's still something there. But TBD, TBD.
TBD.
So anyhow, that's all my updates.
Well, that's very.
Live from Destin, Florida.
Listen, there's a lot happening. And I think that. Yeah, now you're on vacay. It's like,
I'll see you when
it's you. You can't think about a partner. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think. But that's good. I think that's good. I also think samesies, you don't know what's going to happen.
No.
I
no
really
one knows.
Don't think you know.
No one knows.
So there's that.
Just telling you, I don't know.
And I love that for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
now,
you so much.
You've been growing and learning and
I have.
Sharing your gifts.
I really have. Yeah. So boyfriend and I are doing well.
Love it.
But as any relationship, there was something that I was like, huh? Like, I think I'd like to.
We need to talk about this. We need to get on the same page about it.
I want to get on the same page about it.
Yeah.
Because, and I am going to avoid talking about the specifics of it because I don't I want to keep that private. And also the specifics aren't really like the I took away from it is like not about the specifics. What I took away from it is like the continue of communication.
Absolutely.
Because for a while I was like, I don't want to bring it up. I don't want there to be a problem.
Right.
You know, maybe it'll correct itself.
Right.
That's what I think. Oh,
we
maybe
all
it'll
hope
just
for that. Which
itself.
When has that ever happened?
When has that ever happened? So then it was like, okay, I have to figure out when I'm going to talk about it. And then the question is, because what's so interesting is like, it doesn't matter what the topic is, right?
Yeah.
Essentially, you're bringing something to someone. At first, probably more cases than not, they're surprised by it. They might be met with a little defensiveness.
Absolutely.
And
we all become defensive if we're not
and
ready.
And myself, too. I think I don't always do it in the best way because I'm always like, I want to talk about this. If it doesn't go well, my bags are packed. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Out the door. Jean jacket and a belt. No, but I think it's like, especially if you're the one deciding to talk about it, if it's not something that organically comes up, you've already planned out how you're going to say it. You know what you want to talk through. And so then all of a sudden the other person is like, whoa. There's no way to not come in hot. No way.
Not for me. And then for him to feel like, oh my God, I didn't know. And concerned and navigating defensive, whatever. So that part happens great. What I like about our conversations, though, is there's never any yelling. There's never any anger.
I love
that. If anything, like sometimes he looks like sad during it and then I get a little sad. But like ultimately,
if that's the worst case, that's not so bad.
Or like I think at one point it seemed like it was going to end before to me I had closure. And so then I reopened it back up to be like, sorry, if we close it now, I'm going to keep sitting in it and I'm not going to know how to talk about it because like now I just know you're sensitive about it.
Right.
Right. So essentially then we got to the point where it was like, well, what do we want to do like around this thing if it happens again? Like how can I communicate with you?
Right.
And how can we
move
forward? Yeah, continue moving forward. And it was so crazy because as soon as I like did talk, I felt kind of alone with it where it was like I was starting to feel like, you know, I'm having a conversation without him there, but I'm answering for what I think he'd say. So it's like I'm having this whole thing. And then when we're first talking about it, I'm just like, I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm prepared to just, you know, who knows leave. What I'm going to do. Leave. Absolutely. Leave. And then I think that, though, when you are able to, like, no longer I no longer feel like it's my issue that I have, even with right. him or in the relationship. I'm like, it's our issue.
Yeah.
That, like, we are working on.
Exactly.
And, like, you know, I even at one point during it, because I think he's said something along the lines of, like, because he felt, like, attacked.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm trying to it. I'm trying to shift that and attack the issue with yeah. you. And I was like, how do I do that? And during that time, I said, am I a doctor? Like,
am I a doctor?
Am I a doctor? Sorry. Yeah.
No, but that's true. It's like you're shifting if there is any sort of aggression or attack on anything, it's towards right. the issue, not the person.
Yes. And then, you know, when we're talking about the issue, which again, it's like I gave him a metaphor.
Yes.
Because I think that when you have any sort of disagreement or issue, like,
take the specifics that you're familiar with out of it.
Right. And he has a more anxious sort of
attachment style, right?
Attachment style. So I think that sometimes, like, he hears from it, which I don't think I presented in the best way, because again, I do have my bags packed metaphorically, where I'm
absolutely.
Like, I'm gonna get answers, or I'm walking,
I'm
you
out
know?
The door.
And so he's like, it feels like, you know, you're asking for a decision and then you're going to leave or to whatever's going to happen. And right. I was like, what I'm asking for is honesty all around, so we can figure out, like, how right. this is working, if we're compatible. And I know what I'm signing up for, just like you do. Right.
Right.
So I was like, let's pretend when you get angry or in a fight, you yell.
Right.
I said, I don't like yelling. It triggers me.
No. Not good for you.
Not good for me. So this would be me telling you, like, hey, you yell, it makes me really uncomfortable. Is there a different way that you can communicate with me?
Right.
So that I feel safe and there's blah, blah, blah. Right. And then if the person you're with, which if you have an avoidant partner or somebody who's just not listening, will be like, that's how I communicate. So
figure it out.
You need to deal with it. Or, like, right. then don't make me angry. So I don't yell.
Don't
right?
make me angry. Yeah.
Right. And so I think when you break it down that way, and then the person's like, okay, I hear what you're saying. Because also I think if they do answer that type of way, I'm like, then I have the right to be like, I don't want to be with someone who yells.
Right.
And you don't want to change. So it feels like we would both just go on it's okay. Right. But, like, we might not be compatible. Right.
Right.
As opposed to somebody who says, I didn't know that triggered you.
Right.
I can make changes to that. Like, and I'll try
right.
never.
Right.
But I'm like, that's just such a different way.
Well, it's you give each other an opportunity to shift, like, the way
correct.
You do something, which may
yes.
have worked out perfectly in a previous relationship or the way that
totally.
Your family works or whatever. But you have to be honest with how you like or dislike something.
Totally.
It might not work. For the
right. And if this is something that's, like, to your core that you do,
right.
whatever it is, which is like, this is me, this is who I
right.
am, which normally
right.
isn't really, I don't find that
nice.
True. It's not nice. Right. But it's somebody saying, I make no changes.
Or I know. Like, I mean, there's some people who say that, but.
And there are people who say that, but then what you'll notice is then it's like, well, why would I bring something to this person's attention? I get in trouble for doing it. Nothing changes.
Right.
So why would I do it?
Why
right?
would I ever do
and
it?
And you can get trapped in that cycle a little bit.
Yeah. Or just out the door with a jean jacket and
I'm out the door.
Guys
are packed. I simply can't stay here any longer. So.
Yeah.
And I think that when you do that too, I'm like, cool. This is like, you can see if your partner is able to hear you and make changes, or if this is like,
right.
if this will keep presenting itself and kind of like then how you're going to assess this situation or what you're going to do, right?
To see if they hear you is a big thing. Because
yeah,
listening and hearing is two different things, right?
Totally. You know, I think, so it was really good because I no longer felt alone on the issue.
Good. Did he get that with like when talking about that metaphor or using the analogy or whatever of the yelling, how like that's how you fight or whatever? Did that help the situation?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a way for him to like separate from what the exact issue, because essentially what we're learning about each other, I think, is how we're going to attack certain issues together. I don't think anybody's just going to breeze through stuff with no ish, you know, without things. And what we're putting on the table, which is, you know, I was like, you from early on, we said we were going to communicate openly and honestly.
Right.
So this is me telling you exactly what's happening and what's on my mind.
Yeah.
And asking for help with it, or at least even just honesty and understanding, so I know how to move forward. So I think that once I said that and he was sort of able to not take it like personally, whatever was happening, which is like, it's different when you tell someone you don't like yelling and they yell
and they keep
then yelling. When somebody doesn't know. Right. And they're like, I didn't know. And you're like, I totally know that. And that's why I'm telling you.
Right.
But it's cool. I feel like it's cool because I kind of feel like I get stronger every time afterwards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because you show up for yourself.
Because I show up for myself.
Yeah.
And then I don't feel like I'm in something by myself, like scared or nervous about this thing. And I don't know how to navigate or talk about it. It's like, oh, great. Now it's not a secret. Now everybody knows.
How do you think old Jesse would have handled?
Old Jesse never wanted there to be an issue. So old Jesse would probably, if they brought something to me, it's like in a fight, I would just bring that out.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, for 4 months you've been doing this and I bit my tongue. So how do you like them apples? You know?
Yeah.
Or I would just be in I would just feel unhappy or, you know, in a certain area or at a certain time and just sort of deal with that silently by myself.
Yeah.
Again, and kind of just hope. Yeah, and hope it would magically correct.
Yeah.
Over time, you know, with just prayer.
Which essentially what that means is that you would just stop caring about it. It doesn't resolve. You know what I mean? Like, for most issues in general, you know, it's like rarely does a behavior change without any sort of catalyst.
Right.
Like a conversation. Yeah.
Right. So
unless you just become numb to it and don't care anymore.
I think I would just sit with it by myself.
And then it would blow up.
It would blow up in a time that wasn't a good time. And then
had nothing to do with it.
And then it wasn't even like, I don't think even then it got resolved. It was like, what a low blow to say during a fight. And I'd be like, whoops. Yeah. So, I mean, it just never went well. I mean, even just like looking at every situation and putting myself first to be like, you know, I've been doing a lot of taking steps back from this and just making sure like what feels good, what doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Do I feel, is there like times I feel uncomfortable? Why do I think I feel uncomfortable? Should I discuss it? I'm scared. Maybe it'll correct itself, which is what I did. I've been sitting on this for about 2 weeks or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know,
but there was also a brief discussion or like an awareness of the discussion to be had at some point. So, but you still have been with it by yourself for a little bit.
Yeah,
for sure.
So I feel really great about that because I think again,
communication growth,
I'm communicating and I'm growing and I'm learning. Like I get it. I get what everybody's saying. I do.
What's
I get
that crazy
now.
Word that people keep talking about?
It's wild. So that was really great. And I'm feeling really good about that.
Good.
I really love that.
Look at that.
Look at
relationships, growth.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to go to a Manhattan marvelous moment, right? Tonight to go see Manhattan Hinge.
Yes.
For those who don't know, it is kind of spectacular.
I've never gone.
It's like where there's a few times in the summer I want to say three or four times, where the sunset lines up perfectly with certain streets. So then you get to see like the sunset through the, like in between
I'm
these buildings.
I'm bringing my sunglasses.
Bitch, you better bring your sunglasses. Yeah. You crazy.
You crazy. Yeah. So it's a beautiful thing. I think it's going to be beautiful and I'm excited.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. And then I'll tell you something else, which I don't know if it's going to happen because my biggest fear is it won't happen.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Just because this whole week I'm obviously stressed out about having to travel.
Yes, because you are traveling again.
On Wednesday. And yes. So he's been, I'm already like, I know it's not rational, but I'm just telling you what's happening, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because like I saw him on Saturday, Sunday. He was like, do you want to come out? And I was like, oh, I'm traveling. So I really can't. He's like, you're traveling Wednesday though. I'm like, right, but
I can't leave my burrow for 4 days before. I'm so sorry.
I was like, right, but I have to get like a good night's sleep tonight because it's like I have to get a lot done Monday, Tuesday, because Wednesday I do have to travel.
And I don't think, like, you understand.
Okay, so like, and so, you know, he kept asking questions and I said, I understand it's not logical. I said, but I am like this. He's like, so you don't like to travel. I said, I love to travel.
Love it.
Before I travel, I ask, why do I ever travel?
The act of traveling produces a tremendous amount of stress.
Tremendous amount of stress for me. Uh-huh. So, you know, and I'm laughing about it. I don't know if he's laughing as much because he's just keeps being like, so none of those.
So wait.
I'm like, no, unfortunately. I was like, well, I gotta be home because I'm gonna be traveling.
Because I'm gonna be gone.
And so it just makes sense for me to be there.
So
anyhow,
everything
then
has to happen. I know that you fly in from Europe and want to see
me. I know, and
like,
that's you.
That will never happen for me.
So that's not for me.
No.
And so, and I was said the thing, and then so now. I will say, he said, I wish I could help you in some way with the stress. I said, thank you for that.
Thank you. But also, I'm not asking for help. I'm just telling you what it is.
Well, then he said, he was like, would it help you if I went with you to the airport?
What?
And I said, well, I was like, it's a really early flight. Like, you really don't have to do that. I just will be stressed for days before. And I'm happy living that way. Anyhow, and now, I mean, a part of me is like so touched and excited. And the other part is like afraid he's going to disappoint me or like it's not going to happen. Because he's like, listen, this is what I'm going to do.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to stay over on Tuesday night.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I'll go with you to the airport.
That's not going to stress you out more.
There's something about it that's so sweet.
That is sweet. That stresses me out because I feel like I need to make sure he's okay.
I don't care anything about
you
him.
Obviously
I'm,
don't
I'm
care.
Too stressed out. I am too stressed out that I am like, oh, I mean, I did tell him, or I haven't told him yet, because he was like, will it be hard for me to get an Uber? And I literally was like, if you're going to be stressed, I can't have it. Like, I was like, if you're coming to focus on helping me, great. If there's anything about you,
also,
I can't have it.
The easiest place to get a cab or an Uber is at the airport.
Right. So anyhow, right. I think that.
Wow. I can't even fathom the idea of someone in New York, unless he had a car and was taking
I you. I know.
Like voluntarily going to the
And my flight's
airport.
At 6 a.m. So we're going to, I mean, I have to leave at like 3:30.
That's insanity. Also, it's not going to take you that long to get there. That's for sure.
I understand. And that's my other
I'm
stress
so glad
issues.
I'm not
that's
flying with
I
you.
I know. Girl, I don't know how this flight. I'm like, how did this happen? I didn't think it through. But anyhow, but what I'm saying is, I think it's super sweet.
It is super sweet. He also talked about on our way back from LA, he was going to come to the airport.
Well, he said he was going to.
Well, but then we got in at 4 a.m. So.
And I cried just reading that. You know I did. Because I think I get really emotional about, like, honestly, departures and arriving. So the idea of someone taking me to the airport again is something that never happened for me.
Yeah.
So I think that. I am
like
so
like your family never took you to the airport? Or just saying in general, like a boyfriend has not done that.
Well, a boyfriend, I'm saying like even when I traveled, you know, some people go to the airport and cry and hug the person and it's like goodbye right. on your flight. I'm like, I never had that.
Even when you went to visit friends and stuff?
Oh, friends. Actually Sarah, who I'm seeing in Tennessee, was like my friend
Sarah.
Who one time, like, you know, even had like a sign when I got out.
Look at that.
But that's who she is. She's that. But I never had that with family or even just like
I was about to say
a
friends
guy.
Yeah.
No. So but she,
well, he's not
she,
just a guy.
Absolutely. He's
a
man.
A boyfriend. Mr. Boyfriend. But yeah. No, I get that. I think the offer of that is so sweet. I think I the surprise at the only time I've. Well, see, that's it. The thing is because I was in Nashville for so long. So it's like I would go pick up people.
Yeah.
And be
nice.
Dropped off, you know, like so that when you're in like a typical place, it's like that kind of makes sense. But yeah, in New York, it's like I never would even think at all about going or picking up someone without owning a car.
I would never do that.
Never.
I mean, I would. I don't
listen,
even like
I know
airports.
You wouldn't.
I don't like airports.
Maybe
now I always pick people up from when they come in on a bus.
You do that. Yes.
I always meet people. I mean, like if it were
your sister, you've done that.
Yeah,
that.
Or just friends like. Anyone who's nervous about getting into the city, I'm always like, how can I meet them as soon as possible so they're not stressed out by themselves?
It is
although
trickier
now,
on a bus because it's like,
yeah,
it's more stressful.
Right.
At least
well,
in the
you're
airport,
getting
it's like,
right in.
Right. Exactly.
And,
you're in the middle of the city.
Yeah. That friends have like a little more money now that they could just Uber to like,
right,
it could be
exactly,
a little
exactly.
easier that way. But
still.
If they can't, it's like, how can I? But yeah. So what I'm saying to you in this moment is,
yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
He's going to the airport with you.
How I feel about it. But I guess I just love the idea that like, it was a very sweet gesture.
I think that's so sweet. I think it's hilarious that I immediately got stressed out by that option. I'm like, let me do it by myself. I can't deal with you.
Well, I think that and what's funny is that's how I felt at first, which was like, I was like, no. And then I was like, he's literally just trying to be sweet and helpful. Oh, and like, honestly, I'm like, what? How could this? I was like, honestly, it would be nice, like, because I will be a stressed out case. Of course
you will.
And so that's who I am, you know? So
and we
I'm
love
like,
it. Never
and we
change.
Love it. But I'm like, so if he's trying to, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. A part of me, like, I think it means so much to me, airport stuff. I don't know why. I don't know where. I don't know when.
It's very sweet. Yeah.
But it's so kind and nice to me. So I was like, okay. Now, am I afraid he's going to say he can't or it seems insane? Sure, because I'll be so upset and disappointed. But
okay. That's what we have to try to prevent.
But also, he's allowed to do that. Of course he is.
Of course he is. But also, like, what a wonderful gesture. If he can't, no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, we say yeah, but.
I mean, then I'll just tell him never, ever offer anything like that again. Unless you really mean it. I'm like, don't just throw it out there to be like, would you like this? Cool. I'm not going to do it.
No. Either offer it and commit.
That's what I said. Why don't you think about it? And then he said, you can plan on it. And I went, I'm scared. But.
Okay. TBD.
TBD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him. It's so, also an expensive venture.
For him? I mean, the good news is it'll be so early in the morning. Prices will be knocked a little bit.
knocked down a little bit. That's true.
I know. It is a very expensive kind gesture.
Okay. So we know kind gesture. For me, let me just do it. Keep me posted. Think of me. Send me texts wishing you well.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But don't
come
with me.
And see that. Yeah. But I wonder, because it's like the type of thing that I'm like, if I there's a part of me that's like, I'm like, I've gone out of my way to help friends who are nervous or, you know what I mean? And I'm like, if you told me that you were nervous, I'd be like, okay, I can do it.
Yeah, no,
I have a feeling if I asked you, you would do it too.
You know I would.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I'm like, accepting it is also.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think I would expect the person, if they owned a car, that they would take me.
Oh, you would?
That's a different name. I want them to take me. Are you kidding me? Instead of me paying $60 one way, at least?
No, I know.
And then they can just drive on out of there?
Yeah, well, I don't. He doesn't have a car.
Well, that needs to change. Okay. We need him to get a car.
We need a car.
So we as a family can go places. Exactly. Okay. Thank you.
And I told him that.
Exactly.
You know, so okay, I don't know what's happening with that. We're on a delay.
Yes. That's okay. Yes. Okay. So you are traveling. You're actually going to my home state of Tennessee, which is so exciting.
Oh, say hello. Of course I will.
But you did this was a very smart scheduling while we're both gone.
I thought so.
That we can come back ready to go.
With just stories galore.
Stories galore of sitting around. Hey. Or you're going to be working on a farm for a little bit.
I think. I don't even. I'm like, what? I haven't packed yet, of course. But I'm like, what do you bring?
I'm a farmer now. Shorts. Leggings.
Shirts.
Leggings. Underwear. Socks. I think you got it.
That's probably about it.
That's about it.
Okay, I'm excited. Should I bring my computer?
No.
Really?
I don't think, unless you feel like you need to do something.
Well, I'm like, what if they go to bed really early or something?
Girl, if you're up working on the farm, you're going to go to bed early too. I promise you that.
You don't know me.
If anything, you'll want to zone out and just look at TikTok or something.
Okay,
you know?
That's true. Yeah.
You're not going to want to like think.
Yeah. Okay, it'll be great.
I'm excited. It'll be great. It'll be wonderful.
No, it's going to be
travelers.
So fun.
I love that so much. We are.
I love us.
Absolutely. All right. The question remains.
Yeah.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But it's always having conversations.
Especially on your way to the airport.
Right? At 3:30 when I'm most talkative.